Silent spring. The door is shut. The road where flower petals fall, half on this side, half on that. Of all the things that used to buzz about, no trace is left. Joy, sadness, weddings and funerals, they turn on their heels. Not even God can step through the door of destiny. In a tank in the neighborhood seafood restaurant, a crowd of fish swim weightlessly. The youngest one stands still, belly up, dragging its face against the floor. The door, with an angry face that hides fear, keeps its mouth shut. The blue paint on the beam above the door peels, and spring sunshine enters the broken window where news used to buzz around like gnats. This place is crowded with a love that can't take care of itself. Deep in the newsless valley, white-masked children and black-masked elders in the love daycare center and nursing home that no one comes to visit. We travel along the ancient coastline, always toward crowdedness. The houses, stables, and cities we built turned into a massacre pit in the end. Like the pigs and chickens we buried, we crowded tighter and tighter. Sometimes as the wretched, as refugees, but mostly as happy travelers, always moving around busily. Like two shadows standing back to back with a pillar between them. An old man who lost connection and a young man almost cut off, hanging from charger cords in the underground sidewalk shelter of Ulduro Saga. Caught in a net that covers the earth, I can't tell if a spider approaches. If I get you off me, will someone get free? Spring air and sunshine are so fine, like warning about the wretched horrors committed, we inform about the beauty possible when people abstain. They say break free from the crowd and come close. Cut yourself off from false connection. They say it's never too late to say I love you. Like that spring day when we held hands in fear and surprise and walked unassuming down the beach. I hope that mother emerges from the dirt pit with a baby in her arms. I want to see her walk beautifully down the spring road again.